Welcome to Teradiosa, Episode 3.
Trigger warning, this episode contains talk about claustrophobia and body horror.
And let's jump right into things. Unfortunately, Felix is not here. So, currently you are all just past the exit. The Frenchman is on your tail, you are still running, and so far, no one else has moved to stop you. Which is odd. But
that's strange. That's weird.
You're not really concentrated on that. You're more focused on what's in these woods, because it's yours. It's always been yours. And you need it back. So.
Goddamn.
As we are all wandering around the forest, what are we doing to try and find these things?
I do an arcana check to see if I can, like, sense where the hell this thing is.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and make that with advantage.
Okay, that is a
15. 15 with advantage?
Yep. I rolled a 2 for the other one, so.
Ooh, that's rough. Awesome, yeah. So it's underground. You can sort of feel that the magical energy that is drawing you closer to whatever these things are is underground. So you're looking for a cave. Mm. I'm just going to keep a counter over here of how long until Jacques catches up with you. You guys do need to move before then, but every time you do move, I will re-roll this dice and it will continue counting down. Lucky you, that is a 6. Every time you do something, like every time you make a roll or wander around or look at something, this is going to go down by 1. If it gets to 0, Jacques finds you. And assumedly,
he's now named Jacques back. Instead of Frenchman.
Ah, shit. Yes.
He said his name is John, but his real name is Jacques. So God, he was just lying to us.
That's on me.
You ruined your own reveal.
I did.
A few times that I'm like attentive to something.
Everybody laugh. Ha 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 ha.
No, no. I totally did ruin my own reveal. This is why you need sleep, kids. This is why sleep is important.
You just slept. You just woke up from a slept.
Exactly. So I'm still tired.
Eaty sleepy.
So, it is underground, somewhere in the forest, presumably in a cave. You begin to hear
is on our tail.
Rustling and moving behind you, whether that is the Frenchman, Gustav, Clara, or just some random forest animals, or something malicious you can't quite tell. But what would you guys like to do now?
I'll let Eros take a turn.
Woohoo. Well, first Eros is gonna kind of explain, like, yeah, I was walking from my house to the compound, and I just had this feeling. I think this is what we're supposed to be doing right now, considering the weird behavior of the, what's their names? The wise women people.
Oh yeah, the prophets.
Yeah, assholes. The kidnappers.
Accurate. And then I want to try and do I think it's either survival or nature check to see if I can figure out what direction we're supposed to be heading to get to this underground thing.
Yeah, you can make either one. A nature check will sort of be you using your, well, natural intuition and sort of ranger guiding to figure out where you should be headed in, like, a general direction. And survival will be, like, tasting water to see where it goes downstream, and doing this a little more wildly. It might be a little more accurate, but it has a chance of giving you completely wrong information.
Okay, I'm going to do a nature check.
Beautiful.
That's an 18 plus 3, so 21.
21. Beautiful, yeah. You begin to hear the rushing wind through the trees, and you remember something your uncle told you while he was still very much trying to turn you into a ranger. And you remember that he said that wherever the forest winds get stronger, there's bound to be some sort of end. Like, whether that be a cave or just the exit of the forest, when those winds come through and get stronger and they're pushed into a more narrow spot, it's very easy to follow that path if you know what you're looking for. And you do. You put your fingers up, you look around, see the wind going through the trees, and you know that you should be headed north.
I still don't know entirely about the situation, but I think we should go this way. Vanna, can you talk to the wind? Is that a thing you can do?
I'm curious, can Vanna do that?
I think not yet. Like, I think that is something Vanna can do, but I think that's your level 13, like, ASI ability.
Okay. Vanna just kind of looks at us like, the hell? Before literally taking off running yet again in the direction that Eros indicated, but taking off running nonetheless. Right.
Running after them, I guess.
Beautiful. So you guys are...
Where's Tikal?
Attempting to...
Yeah, Tikal, come on!
We need at least one logical young adult here.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be found with Tikal.
I'm assuming Felix is also going to be there, too.
Guys, Tikal is the youngest one. I don't know where you're trying to get logical responsible
young adult
or
from.
Adult.
Yeah. Felix is there. He's just like, he's in the trance, you know? He's just following.
Yeah.
He vibe.
Yeah. And so you all bound through the forest. Are you doing anything to conceal your presence?
Why would we? Papa, why would we? Should we?
That's entirely up to you.
Tikal is going to.
Awesome. Yeah. Give me a survival check with disadvantage.
Would that not be stealth if it's being...
No. Since you were in the forest and not actively hiding from your assailant, it's more covering your tracks.
With disadvantage?
Yes, with disadvantage. Because you are a small, very loud, angry child.
Fair enough, yeah. That is a 10.
The other one... Oh, yes, disadvantage. It's going to be like, the other one's a 14.
I know.
So yeah, you do it a bit. You're not terrible at it. You hide your presence, like a wild bear wouldn't be able to track you anymore, hopefully. And you guys make it to a open clearing where the wind is very strangely sort of spiraling out of this cave. And the wind coming out of it, Tikal, it feels much colder to you.
Okay.
And Eros, it feels much warmer to you.
Yippee.
Vanna, you can almost see this wind. More so just your Air Genasi kinship with it. But you can visibly see the change in current and that something is off with this wind.
Vanna is going to, one, glare, two, low-key hiss at it.
At the wind.
Give me an intimidation check.
See, this is what I meant about talking to the wind.
Just scare the wind.
It is Vanna, so you know.
Yeah, what did you roll on that intimidation check, sorry?
I
rolled an 8, but I want to know if I can find a way to roll with disadvantage. Or with advantage, not disadvantage. Holy shit.
No. However, this is the wind, so you give it your best glare. This is the most terrifying glare ever to be offered to the wind. And the wind, being wind, does nothing. However, if the wind were like a person or had some sort of sentience, as ageless as it is, you feel it might almost be impressed.
That is a little concerning, considering I rolled an 8.
You know, like you ever seen a really small dog get all yippy and loud and scare away a very big dog?
Yeah.
Sort of that feeling. Vana. But on like a cosmic level.
Vana would threaten the cosmic entities.
So you were not aware of the cosmic entities. And yet. Jacques is fast approaching. And at the end of this cavern, you do spot that cave. At the end of this opening, you do spot that cave. And could everybody please make a wisdom saving throw with disadvantage?
You son of a...
Wisdom?
Damn it.
Yep.
So one was a nat 20, the other was a 4.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I got an unnatural one.
Ooh, I almost feel bad, but I don't, so let's keep going.
Saw that one coming.
Yeah, you're all still enraptured by these mysterious forces pulling you down into this cave. And, Vana, you feel sort of freer. Like, that once you go into this cave, and once you retrieve what's rightfully yours, something will be fixed. You will be free.
Oh my god, they'll no longer be held captive.
So what are you guys doing?
Are we at the cave now?
You're in the field where the cave is.
Can we see the cave?
Yes. You can clearly see the opening to the cave. It's got a few levels to it. You could probably climb it pretty easily. And if, hell, you needed a good vantage point, it seems pretty nice.
Tikal is going to run straight into the cave.
Straight into the cave. Awesome. Go ahead and give me a dex save.
No disadvantage?
No disadvantage.
Should it be an acrobatics or athletics check for Vana, like, deciding to bounce themselves up?
I'm going to need a little more explanation on what bounce up is meaning, but let me resolve this 13 first.
That would insinuate you can go 17. Up.
17. Awesome. Yeah. You get in there, and these small sort of pebbles start to fall, and as one hits your shoulder, it feels wet. Almost like that what you are being hit with is not stone, it is water.
Okay.
Are we about to get, like, water torture?
It's not enough to, like, do damage or cause any sort of thing.
No. It's just water. It's just kind of spooky. You're freaked out a bit.
It's just gonna keep going.
Awesome. Vana, what is bounce?
You said that there would be like a nice vantage point, so that implies that you can go up.
Yes, you can go up.
Ivana's gonna try and go up.
Bounce. Okay, yeah. Give me an athletics or an acrobatics check.
Both?
Either or.
We'll do acrobatics, because at least that's a nat one.
Awesome. You stare at this cliffside. It is mocking you with how low these sort of steps up are. You go.
Use my actual dice now.
To bound up this cliff. And as you do, you jump face first through the mouth of the cave into Tikal. Tikal, can you make a strength save, please?
That's a four.
That's a four. Awesome. You both topple to the ground. Do me a favor. Take 3 points of bludgeoning damage. And you begin to fall and tumble down further into the cave, past the mouth and into a jagged ravine, scraping taller than it probably should. Eros, what are you doing at this moment?
Going after them and, like, making sure everyone's still together while also being, like, paranoid and on edge as fuck, just wanting, like, new environment, trying to take in every single little detail.
Absolutely. Spooky. Go ahead and give me a perception check with advantage, please.
Oh, I love that. That's like 19 plus 2. So,
21.
21 again.
Awesome. So, yeah. As you're peering down there and as you're looking, you catch all this information. You remember, right, these are jagged cliffs. There's a small pool of water and a grassy bed over top. If we ever need to escape, these sort of jagged edges would make excellent cover. The mouth of the cave, where we came in, on top of those vantage points, giving you an incredible combat advantage. They make for excellent hiding spots if you are sort of camouflaged, because they are almost entirely shrouded in shadow from each other.
I hope Jacques gets to be disappointed by Vana.
Well,
Jacques's gonna be disappointed in all of us.
Currently, Jacques has broken through the tree line. And, you know what, Eros, I'll say you're the closest to the front. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Jeez. Okay. Good luck. Green seems to be rolling better today, so.
With advantage, because you're in shadow.
Okay, sweet. That's a 14 plus 3.
Yeah. You slip away into the cave, and you see him run off in another direction. Gustav and Clara more focused on getting him back than finding you guys. Almost as if they already know what you're doing. So, you guys are making your way through this cave, and it...
Making our way downtown, looking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound.
I assume you're all doing this down the cave.
Yes.
Like you're just, wandering down the cave. Creating music that doesn't exist yet. Yeah. as your do-do-do-do-do-do-do sort of bounces off the back wall of the cave, you realize that as it gets narrower, you all seem to be hearing noises louder and louder and louder.
That aren't from us going do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Sort of like a distorted echo. You hear it as if it were through water, like it's bubbling and waving, crashing and falling. And Eros, you hear it like an old call of a dying animal, like a last ditch through the trees to finally be heard. And Vana, you hear it like a whisper from every angle surrounding you.
So would that be like similar to when Vana spawned in, or is that a this is bad?
You're Your this is fucked senses is going off a little bit right now, but it's almost immediately overrided by I need whatever's in this cave.
Okay, so any sense of self-preservation is going out the window in favor of need.
100%.
That sounds about right, honestly.
Could you all make a quick con save to try and keep pushing on through this narrow cavern?
13.
18.
Awesome.
That is a 7 plus 4.
That's 11. 11 yeah. is not quite good enough. One quick second. That's a 4. Beautiful. So as the both of you pop out into this almost man-made room, it seems like it's been carved with smooth spoons, having only the slightest of edges in the walls.
Are we splashing into water, or are we falling straight on the rock?
You are popping out of a sort of skinny, cork-like entrance into a large stone cavern underground, illuminated by nothing.
What slowed our fall?
You're not falling.
Huh? Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but that's not how gravity works.
You didn't go down. At all.
Jessica?
You entered the cave, noting that you were at the bottom of a very large area that was getting skinnier and skinnier, tighter and tighter. And as you finally push your way through it, you find yourself in almost a sort of underground basement-type area where you are faced with nothing but a small tile in the middle, raised from the ground, with about 4 cups of water in it.
This isn't terrifying at all.
Tikal is going to stop at the cups of water and take a big, long drink of it, because boy, oh boy, does running really tuck you out.
Yeah, go ahead, give me a what is this rule? What do I need you to do? There's not sort of, like, oblivious check. Give me a perception check with disadvantage.
By one number. Woo. Okay, that is a
12. 12. Awesome. Yeah, so you pick up this water, scooping it in your hands, and as you do, you realize that there are several crystals in this water. They seem to be very small, sort of like the size of your palm. And
that is not a small crystal.
They're very long and thin.
Okay.
And as you go to, like, scoop up, something catches your eye. And there's a sort of bright navy blue one. And as you look at it, you see the waves, the beaches, the oceans, rain, and still water, ponds and lakes. And it's intoxicating. You have to be there. You have to have that.
She's 5. She's just going to grab it.
Awesome.
It's mine now.
Awesome. Wisdom saving throw?
Yeah, I think
it is. Oh, come on.
I don't know what else you expected.
That is a 6.
A 6. Awesome. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy.
Is that what I think it is?
Can we pretend it's a 7?
No.
Damn it.
We can't pretend that ones are 7s here. You don't have a minus 1 to that, do you?
I do, actually.
To Constitution?
Oh, wait, no, to Constitution it's a plus 2.
Okay, well, still natural 1s override modifiers.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even brush against this thing before it latches onto you, and as if your blood was pumping both in and out of it, it rakes, R-A-K-E-S, up your skin, into your hand, digging into your wrist. It is excruciatingly painful.
The call is going to start screaming and, like, screeching in pain.
Give me a charisma check.
Fuck her! That's a four.
Awesome. You are in so much pain that as you scream, any energy given to actually projecting your voice is immediately stolen away from not rolling on the floor like a maniac, and you are just sat there silently seething as you clutch your wrist. But you feel great. You are in pain. You are in an untold amount of pain, but you have truly never felt better.
Oh, brother.
That's not concerning at all.
Very, very concerning.
Eros, you're sort of the resident adult here. What do you do in response to Tikal going to pick up water, dropping that water, touching a rock, and then being immediately floored?
Well, first of all, Eros has massive claustrophobia, so there's that. But also, like, the concern having to deal with keeping the other three safe and alive, they're immediately gonna go down and start asking to call, like, every question, like, are you in pain? Are you okay? And also try and get a general vibe check.
Awesome, yeah. For the vibe check, give me a, either an arcana.
Give me a vibe check.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, give me a vibe check. Straight charisma roll. Give me a vibe check. New rule. We do vibe checks in this household now.
That is a 16 plus my charisma's 4, so that is
20.
Not nat 20.
Not natural 20. Yeah, so
20 with daddy issues.
Shut up. So, with that dirty 20, filthy, filthy 20, you look around, and this room is intensely magical. From the walls that seem to glow with nothing on them, to the pool of water in the middle, to the gems inside, everything in this room is magical. And despite not being harmful magic, it will still cause pain. So if that is what you're trying to avoid, pro tip, don't touch anything.
Cool. I'm going to relay this information. Please do not touch anything right now.
However,
we can later. Just not right this second.
Why not?
However, when you do touch something, regardless of the consequences, you get a sense that it'll stop hurting. Like ripping off a band-aid. But in a supremely magical and much more dangerous sense.
So, what can Vana see?
You see Tikal walk over, pick up some water, take the teeniest of sips before being absolutely floored. They have a little blue mark on their arm now. And honestly, to you, looks kind of sick. You know? Looks cool as fuck. And as you're looking at it, you realize that it is one of the crystals in the water. And that it would take nothing for you to go and grab one, you know?
And that's exactly what Vana's gonna do. Vana's gonna grab a crystal.
God damn it.
Audible facepalm.
No hesitation, like, hands straight into the water.
gripping it.
Awesome. So in the water, there is a blue one, which Tikal already grasped. There is a red one that is visibly boiling the water around it. There is a green one that seems to float while all the others sink. There is a... did I say gray? My apologies. I meant to say green. I did make... Sorry. Thank you.
You got this.
There's a gray one that seems to sort of spin in the water, sort of like a compass, quickly snapping.
I was gonna think of a Beyblade
between
at first.
Either of you. And you see a sort of sand-colored yellow or golden-orange one. And as you look at it, you see storms, both of sand and sea and land and everything. You see winds harsh and calm. You see calm breezes and violent tornadoes. You see the last and first breath people take, and you want that.
And that's the one Vaughn is going for.
Woo! Give me a wisdom saving throw.
I'm going to use my actual dice. That is a 18.
Awesome.
Slay.
Yeah. So this is going to hurt like a bitch. However, you know, looking at it, that this is...
It's going to be worth it.
Some sort of amplifier, magically speaking. That's all you can really grasp on it. But if you're still going to, like, bite the pain and touch it, give me a con save.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. Sorry. My dice didn't land nicely. So that is a 24.
Awesome.
For con, that is.
Yeah. Tikal seems like a little bitch to you right now. You go touch this rock. It drags itself under your skin, into your wrist, embedding into your body itself. Sort of sapping the magic.
Can I just, like, swear at the rock and tell it off? Just behave. Be nice.
100%. Just like, hey, fuck you.
Be nice.
But it hurts.
Like scolding a very awkward cat.
Much less than you'd think it would.
Hey, Tikal, why did that hurt for you?
She's just on the floor, rolling around, in pain. She can't answer.
She's in agony right now. And then Vaughn, of all people, is here being like, what do you mean it hurts?
What's going on? I'm going to make a quick roll. All right, yeah. So.
All right, yeah.
You see, as Felix, your otherwise silent companion for today, go over and pick up one of the rocks and get a good look at it before the sort of embedding starts happening. And as it does, you see this red crystal sort of spin, dig into his skin.
Spinny, 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 Beyblade.
And he screams loudly. Not so much in pain, just screams.
Y'all are cowards and weak.
So, Eros.
I guess this is my turn, apparently.
Well, if you'd like.
Don't worry, Eros, it doesn't hurt. See, I'd like to believe that, but I know my pain tolerance shit.
What's a pain tolerance?
Okay, so basically, like, when you get hurt, after enough hurting, your body sort of just wants to shut down. And my threshold is usually, like, very little.
Don't worry, it just kind of tickles. Kind of like when Clara likes to throw me.
Oh.
That's not a good thing.
And
I mean, you saw what happened when Tikal got a hit on Clara.
Ike got a hit on Clara.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Eros is just going to take, like, a little ration bar and stick it in their mouth and then touch the rock so that even if they scream or bite down really hard, they're not going to, like, hurt their jaw or bite their tongue.
Yeah, awesome.
Why is this 5-year-old so smart?
You look at these rocks, these crystals, and between the gray one, whenever you look at it, you just hear screams echoing in the back of your mind like the dredges of humanity, just screaming. But looking at the green one, you see calm fields, growing forests, meadows, and mudslides. Both the danger, light, love, and life that comes with the earth. And you want to be there. You want to experience it. Cool. You want to watch it. This feels like your scene.
Yep.
Awesome.
Full steam ahead, touching the rock.
Beautiful. Wisdom save with advantage. And they got advantage because they prepared.
Yeah. Wisdom save, that's going to be a 15.
Beautiful, yeah. Give me a con save with advantage, too.
Sweet. That's going to be... Oh, that's also a 15.
Awesome, yeah. It really does hurt. You're more on the side of Felix and Tikal than you are on the weird superhuman durability of Vana. As this thing very forcefully pierces into your skin, drags itself to your wrist, and is embedded there. Now.
Biting down on the rations, trying to do breathing exercises, like...
Yeah, go ahead and give me a... Wow. Go ahead and give me a strength check to see if you shatter this ration into a billion pieces.
Oh, wait, strength check. That's a 16.
A 16. Awesome. So you don't, and that window of clarity gives you an insight as you hear something from the back of the cave groan loudly, stretching upwards. A very large creature, obscured by shadow.
Is it a dragon?
Not yet. Come on.
Probably not.
Kind of funny if it was, not gonna lie.
It would be a little funny.
It would be funny, but... It'd be
very funny, actually. And you see a small group of something. They seem lanky in nature with sharp claws and sharp teeth. Not a lot of clothes between them, but everything is covered. Let me open up my easily editable thing here. Probably should have set this up beforehand. E1 quick second. While you're doing that, do me a favor and roll initiative.
Hi.
God damn it.
Sweet.
Oh, 16
plus
17.
That's a dirty
20. Awesome. So nice. Give me those numbers one at a time, starting with Vana.
Dirty
20.
Hello?
Oh, hello, great. Hello.
Just a
new... Oh, awesome. Roll initiative.
Yeah, what happened so far before I jump into it?
You touched some rocks. It hurt. Roll initiative.
What?
Yeah, and Vana's thinking you're not fighting the rocks. The rock is in your skin.
Eros, what's that initiative?
Oh, 19.
Beautiful. Tikal?
18.
And Felix?
Girl. That's 4. Let's go.
Beautiful.
4.
He's at the fastest. The most agile.
Is this bullying?
Awesome. So, I'm going to try and do this.
Bless you.
Feel free to look at this if you will. I will mostly just be using this to track your positioning.
I can't see it. It's dead.
Oh. Sucks to suck.
I can see your screen, but it's only on the Discord.
I know.
Hashtag peer pressure.
And paste the image.
There's no way we lose to rocks. Like, there's no way.
Well, no, we're not fighting the rocks. The rocks are in us. Rocks
make hurt for everyone except for Vanna. Well, it did hurt, but Vanna just doesn't care.
Rocks make much hurt.
So, like, the rocks, like, lodge themselves into us?
Yeah, so we ran into a... We ran into a cave. Tikal decided to drink water from the cave, found rocks, touched a rock, started dying in pain. And then Vanna touched a rock and was like, wow, this doesn't hurt. You're a little bitch. And then Adolf touched another rock and was like, ah, owie. And then you touched a rock and you were like, ah, owie. And now there are monsters coming after us. That one was Adolf's.
Why didn't we immediately go into a cave?
Because that's where the
that's where the failed wisdom check come into play.
Thing feeling is coming
from. So like we ran to the cave because we thought we found like what we lost there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
And the rocks are what we thought we lost.
Awesome. So, rolling first in the initiative is Vanna. You cannot see these creatures, nor do you know where they are or what you're looking at. But, you know, they don't seem very friendly.
Fireball.
Fireball. Can you cast Fireball? That is a third level spell.
Oh, wait. Firebolt. Sorry.
Awesome. Yeah. Roll to hit.
Okay, okay, okay.
Just wait until Vanna learns how to kill.
17.
17 to hit?
Yep.
Awesome. 17 does hit. 1 second. Which one are you aiming at?
Good question.
Z, C, or X?
Yes.
Let's aim for X because it's the closest to Felix.
Awesome, yeah. What the range on that is 10, 20, 30? No, 120. Beautiful. So 17 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, let's roll the damage. 2.
Beautiful. Yes. Awesome. So this guy is X, this guy is C, and this guy is Z. Beautiful. Next is C's turn, and they are going to... Well, first I'll narrate what's happening. You see these three green, spindly creatures pop out of the shadow. Eros, you recognize these as trolls. Everybody else, you're like, the fuck are these? You guys are severely confused, never having even seen a beast or monster before.
Wait, do trolls have a weakness to fire in this?
Maybe, perhaps. You don't know for certain. But you know, that firebolt seemed to work pretty well. Speaking of which, you sort of swirl this magic and see that as it passes through the gem, it gets bigger. It burns brighter and hits a little harder.
Does it make hurt?
It doesn't augment your damage yet, but it feels a little easier to cast. And as you streak this firebolt through the air, illuminating the trolls, provoking them further, it collides with one of their faces, sort of charring it instantly, but the creature does not move.
What's like this thing in the middle of the map, by the way?
That's a large pedestal where all the crystals are in.
Crystals?
Yes.
The ones that are now outside of our skin.
The rocks you touched and you know, the slurp slurp rocks. Sorry.
Slurp slurp rocks?
Slurp slurp rocks.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell no.
Anyways, first up is C, then X, then Z. And C is going to take two big steps towards Eros.
Rude.
They can take 10 feet of steps in one walk.
So 30 feet of movement is normal.
I can't step 10 feet in one walk.
Not like one big step. They aren't just like hooking
you
their leg.
You said two steps.
They do not move 5 feet per step.
Yeah, move 10
now
feet.
Now imagine a goblin with very long legs.
They rush towards Eros. They are going to take two swings at you. Does a 10 hit?
No.
What about a 21?
Jesus! Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
But only by 5.
Oh, only. That is.
You have a 19 armor class?
Go ahead.
Wait. I did my math wrong.
Yep, very well.
Yeah, you did.
19.
Okay, what do I need to roll?
Go ahead and take 6 points of slashing damage.
Wonderful, thank you.
You see this troll
math
sword
right now.
Leap out of the shadows, slashing at you once, missing completely as you duck out of the way, catching you with the back of their other hand. Scratching your leg a bit, but not dealing any significant damage. And with that, Eros, it is your turn.
Cool. Originally, I was just gonna, you know, I'll go with my plan still. I'm gonna fire the longbow at this person, the troll.
The one closest to you?
Silenced. Yep.
Awesome, yeah. Roll to hit with disadvantage because they're within 5 feet.
Oh my god. I got 2 20s.
No fucking
way. Oh my god. That's like a quad crit.
I'm so fucking happy about
incredible.
That. Anyways, so that's going to be a 25 to hit.
Gee, I wonder. That hits.
Eros deserves to multiply their damage by 4.
Let me find my D8
no.
real quick, because I don't know where it is. Okay, so that's going to be a 7 plus my damage is... that's going to be 10.
10. 10 doubled? Because you crit?
Oh, wait, how does crit working again?
Double damage.
I've not crit. Okay, so yes, 10 doubled, so that's going to be 28 damage.
So you wind back, see the troll slashes you in the leg, and you use this as a chance to pivot, fully wind back your longbow, and shoot them between the eyes at point-blank range.
God
that
damn.
We say, get wrecked.
It sticks into their head, and they look honestly dumbfounded, like they've never been hurt this bad before. And you see they almost begin to weep, but some sort of primal fury keeps them. Do you have...
I'm still shaking from my, that roll, but... Okay, what were you saying?
Yeah, are you doing anything else? Moving won't provoke opportunity attacks, because this guy is severely wounded. So if you would like, you have 30 feet of movement.
Yeah, I'm going to get as much distance as possible from C. Like, just back it the fuck up. And also let everybody know that, hey, by the way, these are 15. Trolls.
So you just want to back
what
up
is a troll?
All the way to the wall, yeah?
Yeah, that works for me.
Sure, nothing over here. You okay.
Fine, I'll move a little bit to the left, so I'm, like, in the column between... Yeah, right there.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. And
Felix is gonna ask if like trolls are like naturally hostile or not.
Yes. They I mean are. These ones are.
Are you sure? These ones that one's are. About to cry.
Well, to be fair,
a 5-year-old did just shoot him in between the eyes.
They shot him in the face. And with that, it is X's turn. X is going to move 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20. Going to move between Tikal and Felix and take a swing at both of you.
Ah, oh, cool.
Felix, does a 19 hit?
Yes.
18?
Yeah.
Awesome.
19 and 18 is actually too smooth.
Yeah.
For Felix, go ahead and take 4 points of slashing damage. And Tikal, take 5.
Boom.
You see as this troll, who just fucking appeared, as far as you guys are aware, leaps between the shadows, diving between you. Both of its sharp claws bore for attack as it quickly slashes at the both of you and is going to use its last bit of movement to escape, so the both of you will get an opportunity attack there.
Yay, opportunity attack.
That is yes. Just a melee attack, unless you have something like Hellish Rebuke.
Nah, opportunity attack is just going to be
a little dagger. Stab.
Little,
awesome, yeah, both of you roll a hit.
Yes.
That's a 22.
22 hits.
Slay.
Am I able to make an opportunity attack with like my greatsword, or will it just be like a punch?
No, you can make it with your greatsword. Awesome. 4 damage.
I got a nat 20 to hit.
Why do I even speak? Yeah, you kill them all, go home, damage. And have a great rest of your life. You know what?
Double damage.
You have some baby.
Scary children.
Yeah,
these are some horrifying. First, Tikal, you see this guy jump back. So you take the very knife that landed you in hot water with Clara, your stolen kitchen knife, a bit of a personal possession at this point. You love it greatly. You've named it Tika. Like Tika, but also the thing Vana calls it. And you
mean the nickname that Vana uses?
Yeah. And you jab it into this guy's sort of Achilles thigh. Tendon.
Oh, shit.
Just slashing at his foot. As he stumbles over, he looks up to see... This is X.
Fetty.
These are scary children.
He looks up to see Felix, and what is that damage?
Hey, wait. 17. Felix is like originally going to be kind of like, wait, these are kind of humanoid. I don't know if I should kill him. But like the second it like slashes Tikal, he's like whipping his sword around to slash it, which is 16 damage.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
16 damage doubled?
Yeah.
Oh, so this thing's dead. You see it slash Tikal, and you hear your mother's voice in the back of your head just going, protect them, be strong.
Yes.
As you wheel this sword around and cleave this monster clean in half.
God damn!
You want to, like, just clap in the background. Yeah. Round of applause.
And... With scary that,
children.
You murdered this thing on its turn, so Tikal, that's you.
Let's go. Okay, what, is this a pond or like a fountain?
A small fountain.
Okay, slay, because I got big ideas here.
I'm so worried.
Okay.
I feel like this is even worse than the rain stick.
I'm so afraid.
Okay, Tikal, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I have to make an acrobatics check for this. But Tikal is going to go right on top of the thing.
Okay, so.
And go on it.
That's going to be 10, 20, 30. That's all your movement.
Yeah.
You'd move to the space behind it.
I can't jump on top of it. It's right at the fountain, so I can't jump on top of it.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check, and if you get anything above a 19, I'll let you.
Why not acrobatics? That's more acrobatic.
Yeah, sure. Acrobatics. You can backflip off this thing to fucking dropkick it. Be my guest.
Come on, Dice. I believe in you.
Not another nat 20, please.
That'd be so messy for one session.
That's a 7.
With advantage.
Yay!
Give it another roll.
That's a 19!
Meets it makes it. So you pirouette. I know that's not the right term. Fuck
feel
you.
It now.
It is now, right? Thank you. You flip off this thing, wrapping your arms around the neck of this creature, taking teacup and just stabbing it, I assume?
Well, I was going to go right at the neck.
Go for it. Roll to hit with advantage, of course. First, you are going to need to make a grapple check, so that is just a strength check. Contested. 17.
That's a 5.
Awesome. So it immediately throws you off of it, but as you're falling off, we'll say you get your attack on.
Okay, that's an 11.
An 11? 11 does not hit.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
As you are being thrown off this creature, go ahead and take 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
7.
You fall on a sharp-ass rock. This thing throws you back. You nick it slightly, but not enough to do any damage.
Man, that was going to be so cool.
And you hit your head.
That was going to be so cool, too, guys.
That was going to be so cool. And with that, it is Z's turn. And Z is going to...
Ah, poo.
Go there, make both slash attacks.
Guys, Tikal might die tonight.
At Tikal.
Hang on.
So that's a natural one and an 18.
18 hits.
Awesome.
Actually, no, it doesn't. Silvery barbs.
Fuck, that's a 6.
What does silvery barbs mean?
Imposes disadvantage. You motherfucker. So you see as this thing goes to slash it to call missing horribly, catching itself. Dealing 1 point of damage to itself. And...
Just no, it doesn't.
And as it goes up, Eros, from the back of the room, you see that Tikal is not doing so hot. So you throw out some last-ditch magic, and this thing literally trips over itself, falling backwards.
Those two smooth arrows?
And with that, it is back to the top of the turn order, and Vana,
wait,
that's
what about
you.
Felix?
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. You are right.
Yeah.
Felix, that's you.
Of course I'm right.
Yes.
If you want to vault over the pond, that is a DC 15 athletics or acrobatics check.
Ooh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you can just walk around it.
You could also just walk around it, but it's really cool, you know?
Felix is gonna do the exact same thing that Tikal did and try to, like, bash them from the top of the sword.
Awesome, yeah. Go ahead and give me an athletics check with disadvantage, please.
Okay.
Did we not watch...
15.
Like, the first fight episode of Fantasy High? It's the table rule.
It's the table rule.
Yeah.
That's a 15.
It's exactly what I was thinking of, by the way.
Beautiful. Awesome. So you don't get onto the creature, but you sort of prop your hand up, throw your way across. You make it. It's not a very large sort of fountain.
Yes.
Go ahead, roll to hit.
Does a 17 hit?
17 hits.
Yes. He's going to try slashing it across the chest.
Beautiful.
Which is a 6 damage.
Awesome. How would you like to do this?
Oh, it's dead now.
After he vaults himself across the little fountain, he's going to use the momentum of, like, the fall in order to, like, swing his sword down, like, on a diagonal angle from, like, the top of, like, his left shoulder to the bottom of its right chest.
Beautiful. So as you springboard off of this fountain, you unsheath your greatsword for the second time, beating this creature down. as you drag your sword diagonally across him, and you see all of his insides very suddenly become outsides as he stops breathing. And that is two.
For two.
And
Felix out here killing all the trolls.
Felix is out here running numbers. He's doing good.
Nicole's just getting herself killed, and Felix is like following in their footsteps.
Everywhere you fail, he succeeds.
Not like that.
Go ahead, and Vanna, that's you. Top of the turn order.
Okay. The only offensive spell I have is Firebolt, so I'm just going to be casting that again and again.
With that angle, you would have a chance, if you missed, to hit Felix.
You might even find, like...
That's actually crazy.
Okay.
Take your movement. Take your movement and go there.
Yeah, Vana's going to move to the side.
Awesome.
No way your first instinct is to stay, he'll be fine.
Because now you're in Eris's path.
Oh, yeah, move one more.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that is a 15 to hit.
15 does hit.
Oh!
That is okay. The armor class. By the way, if you guys rolled the armor class of a creature while you're fighting it, I will tell you that that is the armor class.
Thank you.
Meets
so
it
much.
Makes it.
Meets it makes it. Roll damage.
Okay, that's a 2 for damage.
Yeah, sure. Pretty good damage.
Are you kidding me? It's a D10. That's really bad.
Sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Oh.
And Eros, for probably the final round, that's you.
Okay, I'm going to close the gap to meet the two in the middle so that I'm not going to accidentally hit them. And I think I'm going to use Magic Missile this time.
Awesome, yeah.
So,
I'm glad Vana moved out of the way now.
It's true.
Okay, so... first one is a 2, second one is also a 2, and the third one is a 19.
So, only the last one hits.
Yep. And then the damage... that's a 4 plus 1, so 5.
Yes. So you throw 3 magic missiles, 2 of which miss entirely, right? The kind of thing that may or may not have just hit the ceiling. But the last one hits them square in the chest, and they stumble backwards a bit, bumping into the end of the cave. Not a very impressive turn, but you guys are closing in on this creature. It is beginning to draw its last couple breaths.
Yes.
It has reason to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
And with that, Tikal, that's you.
Yay. Okay. Well, she's mad now.
Awesome.
So she's
that's
just...
a low bar.
True. She's just gonna
just stab, stab, stab.
Yeah.
Go.
Awesome, yeah, go ahead. Go stab, stab, stab.
Yay. Thank you. Is it just one roll to hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all. That is a 17.
17 hits?
Yeah. 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage? Awesome.
Kill it, meow.
So, Tikal, as you go and you stab, stab, stab into this creature, you get one in the leg, one in the chest, one in the arm, but it ain't doing shit. But very suddenly, you see a quick flash, and from out of its neck and through its hand, you see a very thin, silvery blade.
Oh, no.
What? Do not take the accursed weapon.
With one more sort of flash of light, you see it fall to the ground,
And die?
And die, yes. It is dead.
No.
Yippee!
What?
Why are we so violent?
That's all we learned, guys.
And with the stab.
And as it clatters, falling to the floor, you hear clapping.
What?
Well done, my children. You are fantastic.
I was going to be hissing.
As you see, the Frenchman.
Jacques.
Formerly unnamed, the Frenchman. Standing, his blade poised and dripping in that oh-so-recognizable pompous stance of his. What would you like to do?
Can Felix investigate the fallen blade?
It was his blade.
Okay.
It is in his hands.
Anna is going to be investigating the water once again?
Yeah. Once the gems have been removed, it seems like normal water. There's still one more gem in it, a gray one echoing the sounds of scream and some loud popping noise you can't quite place your finger on. It's sort of a bang or a pop. It sounds hot, but it's sort of like a ballista.
Or what would happen if Felix ate the last gem?
Vana's gonna go and pick it up.
Awesome. Nothing happens.
Can they just, like, toss the stone in the air, like, play catch with it?
Yeah.
They could just take it.
You toss the stone up in the air, and, that's unfortunate. As you do, a small bird, seeming to be a pet of sorts, swoops in and grabs it.
What is that?
If anybody would like to try and kill this bird, I will give you one action to do so.
One action each?
Like one reaction each.
Can Tikal throw her knife?
Yes, Tikal can throw her knife.
I want it. Come on, Anos, you hunt all the time. You can do it.
It's a
10. 1 sec, I'm looking something up real quick.
The fuck? Guys, it's a bird. It's just a random bird.
I tried to grab the bird's feet.
It's a little too high up. Unfortunately, despite your best efforts, you are not 15 feet tall.
That's kids trying to grab
I would like to cast web on the bird.
Is that a dex save?
Huh?
Is that a dex save?
Let me read real quick.
Of course.
Yeah, it is a strength check, actually. And my spell save, which is... Okay. I figured it out, by the way.
Ah.
So, yeah.
20.
Strength check for the bird.
20. Not Nat.
Damn. So yeah, that's... hang on, I accidentally muted you guys. It'll escape.
Awesome.
That doesn't work.
Don't worry about the spell slot. You'll need it.
Okay.
You throw out this web, but this bird just sort of spirals, thinning through it, and escapes out into the night. Jacques is still right behind you.
Okay, well now that's done. Can I try and take the arrow out of the skull of the troll so I can have it again?
Don't worry about ammunition.
I know. I still want to do it.
Awesome, yeah. Go ahead and give me a strength check.
I know, this is just going to be a flat roll. That's a 13.
Awesome, yeah. You take it out. It's a little splintered. It's not going to be as effective, but you got it. It's pretty good.
Did we get the bird?
No, you did not get the bird.
Damn.
No. So, can I use shape water to get the bird?
No. The bird is gone.
Bird's already flown out.
The bird is gone.
Okay. Where's the other people that were chasing us?
Nowhere to be found. It seems like the Frenchman they is the chasing only one
us.
Who found you.
Okay, well, Tikal is just going to go and walk behind the Frenchman mm-hmm. and just stamp at his leg.
Awesome. He, you know, scruffs your hair a little bit. He's like, you did well.
Mm.
Now, children, before you go, I would like to say a few things, if you will let me.
Oh, where?
Wherever you're going, I guess. I don't assume you're too keen to go home.
We're home.
That's sort of the issue. Well, you see, the problem is, we took you from your homes, from where you were, and I have realized over the years that that was a mistake. Maybe kidnapping children was a bad idea. So.
Oh, you think? Oh, guess you grew upset of morals, everyone.
I'm trying to be better. I'm simply asking for a chance to prove. Well, prove exactly that. Prove that I have realized the error of our ways. I have a home. It is secluded. It's in another country. But we'll be safe there. We won't be found by the prophets. Their omniscience sort of doesn't go beyond the borders of this little area we're in. So, if you will come with me, I can't guarantee your safety, but I can guarantee no more porridge.
Good food.
Good food.
Yeah.
There we go. Felix?
Do you think that Gustav and Boy would want us to go with you?
I think they're going to stay here.
Why?
They are stuck in thinking you're necessary. There's a lot of mistakes that brought us to where we are. But chief among them is that making you guys strong and powerful at all costs was the most important thing for our survival.
Yeah, it's not really your fault, though. The oracles are the ones who are telling you guys what to do.
No, like, I actively kidnapped you. This is entirely my fault.
I'm just only 4.
That is wrong. You are like 7?
I'm just only 6.
Okay. Tika. For fuck's sakes. Dear Lord. Alright.
Watch your language.
Yep, sorry. That's me. That's on me. I'm growing. I'm improving. I'm trying to be better.
Vana is gonna go over to the Frenchman and just kinda be beside him, surprisingly.
Awesome.
I just kinda pat his shoulder.
Jacques is...
I love that the 7-year-old can reach this man's shoulder.
Oh no, I fully
assume. He's down the Vana's
ear. Actually, you give me an athletics check. Why? You need to piggyback Vana for them to pat him on the shoulder.
Yes.
That's a 14.
Roll on to him.
14 is good. Make this roll with advantage.
Me?
You're essentially being given the help action.
Okay.
16.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah.
Wait, which one of us has advantage?
To call.
And that's a
17 is good enough. You hop up on his shoulders and you're like, worry not, Frenchman. And he's like, this is very strange. I had not thought about the fact that you grew up with no social circle, so are going to be very, very strange children and even stranger adults.
He's already going to regret his decision.
Social circle?
Oh my god. Alright, well, we'll put you in school, regular school, in like...
What school?
Jesus, fuck, let me finish. I know, language, sorry. Just follow me.
At least you're regulating yourself.
So, with Tikal having boosted Vana up, can he just, like, grab around the Frenchman's neck and kind of dangle from there?
Yeah. I guess so.
Then that is exactly what's gonna happen.
Beautiful.
I was gonna have to take suffocation damage for that one.
It's like, if you would follow me, I have a boat set up, we can leave. I've set up a small home in a community in Ruhe.
This definitely is not a kidnapping.
This is entirely up to you, whether you want to stay, train, be strong, and attempt to fulfill the prophecy, or come be normal for a little while and be a little more likely to die trying.
I think Vana's shown what they're choosing.
Yeah, he's really only trying to convince Felix at the moment.
Eros is actually just gonna stare at Felix.
He's kind of like, he doesn't want to get like further and further away from like his mom. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know if this will actually be his home. But like the only thing that he can believe in is the other prophesied heroes who have always been with him and have never lied to him. So after Eros seems like he's going the direction of John, he'll just follow behind them.
Awesome.
How much time do we have to make this decision?
Right here and now. You have your family.
To get my parents.
You are going home.
Permission?
No, you are not coming with me. You're going home. With all the love in my heart, for all of you beautiful children, you have a family. You're going home.
Okay.
And he sort of takes you, Tikal grab in one hand, and I assume Vana in the other.
Felix, well, Vana's currently clutched around his neck somehow.
Vana's like half dead right now, by the way, guys. Vana is at 12 hit points.
Oh, that's
no.
Rough. So, as you exit the cave, you see before you Gustav. No one else. Not the prophets. Not Clara. No muscle to try and drag you back.
Gustav is the muscle.
Just Gustav. With his greatsword. Not the one he uses for training. The one he uses.
Felix, his eyes are really, like, widen.
Rana's gonna wave.
You're gonna be like,
hey,
are you coming to the next home with us?
I'm. Well, no, but
I am here to take you home.
And with that, I will see you all tomorrow.
Girl.
Did we regain spell slots and health, or just...
Take a short rest, not a long rest.
What does a short rest do?
Basically nothing.
Oh, poo.
Thank you for joining us in Terradiosa. See you next time.